Welcome back to The Edge Show, episode 39.
All right, and the first news item we have is a pretty big announcement. Office 2013, code complete. That is a pretty big deal. So if you haven't already checked out the Office preview, office.com/preview for Office 365, as well as for the on-premise product, do that now. But really, because now we're code complete, you want to start thinking even more seriously about the next version of Office.
Great. Well, I think the next big thing that has just come out, Microsoft Press has released about 8 different books in the past few weeks covering all different types of technologies. Now, with Windows 8 coming out, Windows Server 2012 coming out, there's been a lot of people asking, you know, what's some official training? I need some guidance. I need some upgrade path. I need to really understand, you know, in depth, what are the different skills I need so I can up-level my certifications? And so Microsoft Press has responded to that, and they've released books covering Windows Server 8, deployment, management, operation, Windows Server 2012, even different types of Pocket Administrator guides. So if you just kind of want that overview, that quick reference book, they're all now available. And you could go get all of those or see the entire list from blogs.msdn.com/Microsoft_press. But like usual, we'll be typing down all of those links at the bottom of this screen, so you don't have to memorize it all.
All right, next up, we have Jumpstarts. And if you have not been to an MSL Jumpstart, you definitely want to do so.
You'd be missing out.
That's right, that's right. They are live events where you get live Q&A, live interaction with the speakers online, and they're usually a day or more. Sometimes you have multiple day events. But in this case, we've got two new ones coming up for you. One is Windows 8. Windows 8 is on October 18th. You can go to aka.ms/Windows8Jumpstart. And then there's another one on October 25th, which is a two-day camp to help you prepare for the 7417 exam, the upgrade exam from your MCSA over to Windows Server 2012. So you definitely want to check those out, aka.ms/Server2012Jumpstart for that one.
And we have some of our fellow evangelists hosting these as well, with Rick Claus covering the Server 2012 Jumpstart,
right,
and Joey Snow covering Windows Client.
That's right. I'll be on helping out with questions for both of those, but check it out and get educated.
Same with us. And we actually now, we will have an opportunity to really learn more about what you guys do and how you guys are using our technologies. So we've just released our 6th annual survey in collaboration with Global Knowledge and Windows IT Pro, where we're asking you a couple dozen questions to really understand what skills and what certifications are you guys getting and are you guys finding valuable. Now, what we want to do is we really want to ask you to go ahead, take this survey, complete it, and we do share this data at the end. But it really asks questions like, what skills are the most important to you? What technologies? What certifications? What are you using in your day-to-day job? And what we do is we take this information and we really try to understand what our customers are looking for. Now, last year we had over 10,000 people respond to this survey. That's a lot of great data. And so we've made adjustments with our Microsoft Learning, Microsoft Press, and other strategies to, based on this feedback, to really understand what you guys are looking for. Now, to complete this survey, it's going to be available through, I believe, October 18th. You could go to aka.ms/IT Pro Skill Survey. And from this, complete the survey and please give us back some great, valuable information. We'll take that information and we're going to make better training, better products, and a better Microsoft experience for you.
I think you now have an interview coming up, right?
I do. I have Justin coming up, who's part of the System Center 2012 team. And his focus is on Orchestrator with automation. So we're going to look at some of the enhancements and changes that are coming in the new version of System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 Orchestrator to see how we can better enable your environment to be automated, dynamic, with great integration throughout the stack. Thanks for hosting with me, David. Thanks for doing the news. And we will see you again shortly. Welcome back to The Edge Show. I'm here with Justin, and we're going to be talking about some of the new enhancements and capabilities coming out in System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 Orchestrator. But first, Justin, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Good to be here. My name is Justin Incarnato. I'm a program manager on the Orchestrator team. Been with the company about 13 years and excited to be part of this Orchestrator environment and moving our customers towards Service Pack 1.
Great. So first, tell me, we just released System Center 2012, yet Service Pack 1 seems to be coming out, you know, pretty close afterwards. How come that's happening?
So there's a couple reasons for that. It's a good question. We wanted to make sure that we keep up with the latest versions of Windows, the latest versions of SQL. And so if you look at the current offering today with System Center 2012, we don't have support for those new platforms. So we wanted to make sure we lit up platform support for both SQL Server 2012 and Windows Server 2012.
Well, that makes sense. But now onto the topic of the day. What yes. exactly is Orchestrator?
Yes, yes, good question. So Orchestrator, as you can see, is a tool that allows customers to automate and integrate with their existing systems. These are things like file management, email, notifications. We can reach into vSphere. We can reach into HP Operations Manager. We, of course, also natively reach into System Center Operations Manager, System Center Virtual Machine Manager, and do all those things that take the repetitive, mundane tasks that are traditionally assigned to your operators and frees up their time and allows them to do other things working towards your business goals rather than just the repetitive maintenance routine things that can sometimes be subject to error prone.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's a good point. You know, as we move towards this private cloud vision, it's about automation, right?
Yes.
It's about figuring out what's repetitive and then figuring out how can we eliminate that type of task from our, you know, everyday workers? Mm-hmm. How can we free up their time, add more value to the company? Mm-hmm. And so I think you're going to see in these demos shortly that we're really trying to display that. We do have some great demos. But first, tell me a little more about the history of Orchestrator. Where did it come from? Isn't it new with the System Center suite?
It is. And so if you're an existing customer, you may have heard of the product Opalis. And Opalis was a product that we acquired a couple years ago. And the nice thing about it was we didn't have to do a lot of engineering work to brand it for Microsoft. We needed to change some foundation objects. We needed to change some security models. But at the end of the day, we were able to take that code from Opalis and integrate it cleanly into our System Center suite offering to provide the automation and integration that our customers using Opalis were used to and they can now take advantage of in the 2012 iteration.
Now, I mean, integration is very important. You know, we're asking our customers to move towards this private cloud vision, but they've already spent so much money on building their existing environments, mm-hmm. infrastructures. Mm-hmm. They might be using VMware or Citrix as a hypervisor. Mm-hmm. How can Orchestrator really fit in and still make sure that they don't have to get rid of their legacy investments, mm-hmm. yet still take advantage of some of these great capabilities?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it is we can absolutely reach into the Microsoft stack. We can reach in and manage Active Directory, create user accounts, reach into Exchange, create email boxes, move mailboxes, do both the user tasks and the admin tasks. But we can also reach into vSphere. We can reach into HP Operations Manager. We can reach into IBM Tivoli NetCool and do those things and take advantage of customers' existing investments. We don't want customers to come up and write their own connectors. We've got the connectors native. We can connect into Service Manager. We can connect into HP. We can connect into Tivoli. We have the platform abilities today, not only with the foundation objects that are natively part of the Orchestrator offering, but also in-house integration packs and third-party integration packs that provide a wide range of services based on workload or technology.
So what exactly is an integration pack?
Yeah, so for folks that are familiar with maybe another product in the System Center suite, System Center Operations Manager, you can kind of look at it like a management pack. But the integration pack doesn't come with the Orchestrator install, allows you to go to the directory on pinpoint and download which technology that you're interested in. Once you download the pack, it allows you to configure it. So if I wanted to connect into vSphere, for example, I establish my connection point and say, connect to this IP address with this set of credentials. So when I connect and integrate with that existing system, it knows who I am, it knows what I want to do. I can query the third-party system and figure out what's available to me and take it from there and kind of string together my series of runbooks. And so at the end of the day, if you look at it, integration packs, it's kind of like if you have an Xbox, the integration pack or the games, right? You've got this platform, right?
And you do stuff with it.
That you can do stuff with, but the beauty of it comes in when you import these integration packs or insert a game into your Xbox.
Nice.
Yeah.
So can anyone write their own integration pack? What if I have a custom line of business application and I want to automatically spin it online, monitor the health of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we provide is what's called the OIT, or Orchestration Integration Toolkit, which has been revamped for SP1 to allow for cascading dependencies. So that whole authoring experience that you'll get for those custom activities has a nice even flow to it.
Nice. Well, let's talk a little more about SP1 and some of the enhancements that we've made there. Can you give us an overview of some of the big changes that are coming up?
So that's a great question. Some of the new enhancements, we've made big investments in the System Center IPs, and these are things specifically around Virtual Machine Manager and System Center Configuration Manager. We've made a big investment in an Azure integration pack as well. So when you think about managing that infrastructure as a service using the Azure IP, ready for you at SP1. We made a new generic REST activity as well. And so if you see the Azure team come along with new innovations, as you know they will, we can come along behind them with the REST activity because it's such a generic activity and take advantage of some of the new functionality with the Azure offering.
Great. And of course, we now support Windows Server 2012, SQL Server 2012.
Absolutely.
Now, how about localization? My understanding is that most of the, or at least the original release, was English only. Are we making enhancements in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We take our globalization, localization efforts seriously, and we wanted to make sure that at Service Pack 1, we snap to the Windows model. And so coming with Service Pack 1, we'll have Orchestrator available in all 18 languages.
That's excellent. Now, finally, what about the other integration packs that we've built into the product and made available? Have we made some improvements there working with our partners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the requests that we get come from multiple sources. And they'll say, hey, Justin, man, we would love to have X, Y, and Z IP. We'd love to have this one. So what we do, we try to take that feedback, consume it, and kind of put it all together in stack rank it to figure out, okay, which investments do we make next? So out of that came a couple new IPs, which I think are interesting to talk about. We have an Exchange Administrator, which works both on-prem and cloud-based, so you can move mailboxes around, create mailboxes. We have an Exchange Admin that really allows you to dictate your calendar events, your new email messages, add people, delete people, and I can show you that in a demo as well. And then we also, you know, Simon, the most outstanding request that we've had going back all the way to the Opalis days was the FTP IP. And I'm happy to say
File Transfer Protocol, yes,
that basic. If you guys go back to Gopher and FTP, we finally were able to produce a FTP IP that will be available at Service Pack 1 as well, in addition to updates to HP ILO, Active Directory, HP Service Manager, and some of the other existing IPs that are third-party that we've made some enhancements to as well.
Nice. Well, we've talked about it a lot, but let's see it in action. I know you have a few demos set up for us, so why don't you take it away? Show us what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
And of course, this is using System Center 2012 SP1 Orchestrator.
Absolutely.
Right, as our interface.
It absolutely is. And so you can see for those folks that are new to the design, we've got our runbooks on the left, we've got our designer console in the middle, and we've got all of our activities on the right. And so Simon, if you look at this, you can kind of see that we talked about the import process of integration pack. You know, what is that integration pack? We can bring in these integration packs into our environment, and they have specific activities associated with them. So one of the things I did was called vSphere 5.0. And what we're going to do is I've strung together a series of activities that constitute a runbook. And what's nice about this is we're actually going to talk to the vSphere host. We're going to create a new VM. We're going to start that VM up. We're going to clone it because we say, hey, well, I'm going to use this later. I'm going to add a network adapter to it, and I'm going to power that one up. So what this does is it really illustrates the ability to not only reach into System Center Virtual Machine Manager, but reach into vSphere as well and do those things that could be error prone, do those things that need to be automated, do those things that lend themselves well to repetitiveness, to try to cut out the human error portion of it.
That's great. And one final question for some people that might be new to Orchestrator. Mm-hmm. What exactly is a runbook? Can you just define that
for
us?
Yeah, great question. So if you look at a series of activities, and each of these is defined as an activity, you can see that I've got these arrows connecting the two. And what's cool about this is I can say get host properties, and what happens at the arrow junction, aside from saying do this thing next, is I'm collecting data about that query, and I'm publishing it to our data bus. And so any activities in my runbook that need to look at data that I've been able to figure out from one of the first activities, I can reuse that later. And so I'm going to get the host properties, create the VM, start the VM. Now that I've cloned it, I know what the name of it is. And so the next activity comes along and says, oh, add network adapter. Well, add network adapter to the original or add it to the clone. Well, since that data is published on the data bus, I can say, no, grab the clone, add the network adapter to it, and then power it up. And so when you look at what a runbook is, think about it as a workflow end-to-end that you've put particular activities to. And I'm not just restricted to vSphere. I can pick on IBM or HP or System Center and add different activities into that series of runbooks. And I also have a runbook control that allows me to schedule runbooks, that allow me to kick off runbooks inside of runbooks and wait for different return codes.
Very nice. Well, yeah. Let's see it in action.
Yeah, very cool. So one of the first things I'll do the git host properties, and I will just simply run this particular runbook. And so what it's doing now, if I go to my log, you'll actually see that this series of activities has started. And when I expand this window out, I will actually see it taking iterations through these different processes. And so if I look at our vSphere console, you'll see in just a few seconds, keep this in the way here, down at the bottom, you'll actually see these activities starting to happen. And so as I reach into the host,
that's you can the first see, one.
Yep. So it's actually going through and saying, hey, create a new VM. And the new VM is called Orchestrator Build. And so you can see that it's just about done. And then it's going to start the VM. So in just a couple seconds, we'll actually see the little green light arrow or green arrow that it's actually started. The next activity goes through and says, hey, I really like the way that this machine is built. I'm going to use it, but I want to keep a nice master copy of it. So let me clone this. It's actually going to clone it, and it says, oh, shoot. Anytime I clone this particular VM, I need to add this other network card that reaches this other network segment. So let me go through after it's finished cloning, and let me edit the virtual machine to add another disk to it. And I say, okay, these are all the things that I need to or add another network card to it. These are all the things that I need to do to this machine. Power it up, and I'm on my way. So the last piece, powering it up, because I've already made my modifications to it. It's got the second NIC, and we're good to go.
That was pretty quick. And you did all of this on the ESX host?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a great demo. I believe you have another one for us, though, right?
I do.
Showed us some additional integration. You know, I think one of the things that people don't realize with System Center is that, you know, we've already talked about supporting all these broad virtualization platforms, mm-hmm. but we have great integration throughout the other IT management stack through, you know, our ticketing systems,
Absolutely.
Through our operations and yeah. our monitoring systems.
Yeah.
So what are you going to show us now?
So this next one, a very popular product as well with some of our customers, HP Operations Manager. You can either use it with lots of systems connecting into it, or it actually connects to your ticketing system, or however you choose to do that. And the notion of messages is kind of like the same in Operations Manager. You have the specific alerts. And so what I'm going to do in this scenario, I'm going to create a message. I'm going to acknowledge it because they have a concept of whether or not a message, an alert, has been acknowledged. I'm going to set an owner for it, and then I'm going to add a quick annotation that just says created, built by Orchestrator, just so you can see that I...
add the proof.
Yeah, there's no smoke and mirrors for this particular one. So I will run this, and you'll see that I also have my HPOM instance running at the bottom here. What you'll see is almost the same notion of toast that we have in Outlook. And so what this is HP Operations Manager. As alerts come in, notifications fire up, and so I'm just an HP guy using OM and connecting into SCOM, or System Center Operations Manager. So we've actually got this series of messages created, and you'll see the toast that pops up. So if I go to their console, you can see that, what time is it, Simon? About 4:40?
That's about right, yeah.
So here's the one that just popped up, and this is the quick annotation that I've added to it, just created by Orchestrator. So again, I don't need to do that much work. I don't need to do that much configuration. I import this integration pack, tell it what I want to do, give it the proper credentials, and you can see just a quick credential spot in the console. I can do options and connect to one of these systems. So for HP, I connect in and tell it who I am, what I want to do to this system, and I'm able to go in and massage these alerts.
Very nice. Well, you showed us some great examples at managing within our own data center, but what about scaling out to, you know, Exchange in the cloud, Office 365? Can we connect to these, you know, third-party or public cloud
yes.
services?
Yeah, absolutely. That is kind of the crux of it going forward with Exchange moving to Office 365. That's an absolute must-have, critical thing to do. And I'm happy to say, too, that we have two new integration packs that we talked on earlier, one specific to Exchange user. And so if you look at the things that you can do via the activities, it's pretty common stuff. You understand these things. Create and send email, create item, find appointments, forward items. So it's all about kind of the calendar management piece of it. And then with Exchange Admin, it's things like create mailbox, move mailbox. And the beauty of this is it's for on-prem or cloud-based messaging. So as you can see, Simon, this particular integration pack is for the Exchange user, and this particular integration pack is for Exchange admin. So let me show you just some of the things you can do with Exchange user. And I wanted to make sure that I note that my mailbox is completely in the cloud on Office 365. This is not an on-prem mailbox, but rather in the cloud. And so what I'm going to do, very simply, I'm going to create a ticket item, and then I'm going to update it to add my colleague Michelle to the invite. So I'm going to run this particular integration, and you'll see that it's actually started and kicked off. So in just a couple seconds, I'm going to flip over to my mailbox, and we should see a new calendar event created on Saturday at around 10 a.m. Once that item comes up, we should actually see Michelle being added, and that's what I did for update item.
Okay.
So if I go to my calendar, you'll actually see SCO Exchange.
Take a look.
Just created. We added Hello Simon to it, and you can see it's added Michelle to the invite, and it drives her absolutely crazy because she gets a lot of these because I demo this quite a bit.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's some great examples of, you know, showing how we can manage on-premise, manage with our third parties, and even manage to the cloud. So thank you very much. That was a great series of demo, and I think a lot of people are just going to get more and more excited about trying this out.
It's an absolutely killer product, and I thank you for taking the time to meet with me, Simon.
Great. Now, I also want to remind our customers, you know, the licensing changes in System Center 2012. Guess what? If you get System Center 2012, you get Orchestrator for free. All of the System Center products are now shipped as a single product. Sorry, the different System Center components are a single product now. So if you're getting VMM, you're getting Config Manager, you're getting Operations Manager, you get this for free, so you can already start to take advantage of some of this great capabilities. But beyond that, where can people go to learn more?
Yeah, so we've got a blog on TechNet, blogs.technet.com/orchestrator, nice and easy. The beta download's available. RC will be coming in a few more weeks, and then we're off to RTM.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time. And go download the evals today. Start trying it out, because we think you'll love it. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Well, we certainly hope you enjoyed that interview and learned a lot more about our new capabilities coming out soon with System Center 2012 Service Pack 1.
And if you, of course, as always, if you want to connect with us at the Edge team, you can email us, edge@microsoft.com. You can also tweet us, @TNEdge. And or just comment on this post down below here and let us know what you like, don't like, what you want to see, maybe people you'd like to see interviewed. Until next time.
Thanks.